We'll get back to the top of the order with Miles Vandenhoevel. Vandenhoevel is hitless and hasn't found himself on base yet, which is a rarity for the right-handed hitting utility man out of Eastern Arizona College. He's got a couple strikeouts tonight. Went down looking against the starter Ben Gregory back in the first inning. Popped out to the second baseman Hamilton in the third. Most recently went down swinging in inning number five. Quick mound meeting here between Whittle and the right-hander Heath before doing battle here for the fourth time tonight against Vandenhoevel. It's Kyler McIntosh, the shortstop. First pitch to Vandenhoevel, misses low and out for ball one. Nick Perry finishing up his warm-up session down the line, so it does appear he'll be the man to throw the home half of the seventh in Madison. The 1-0 from Heath. Fastball right down the chute. Vandenhoevel takes strike one. 87 on the gun from the right-hander there. I'm looking at Heath, obviously 3 years at Western Kentucky. Was with the Mallards last year as well, throwing in nine ball games all out of the bullpen. 16 in a third innings pitched for him. As the 1-1 pitch to Vandenhoevel skied in the air, shallow right field. Guerin giving chase. And did he make that catch over the back? Yes, he did. Sliding back away from the play and over the shoulder grab for Blake Guerin, robbing Vandenhoevel of a base hit. It's the second out in the seventh inning. Onati stays at first, McClanahan at second. It'll be up to Kyler McIntosh with two on and two out. Last summer, 16 and a third innings pitched for the right-hander, Cole Heath with the Mallards. An 8.27 earned run average and a 1.71 whip. McIntosh reached twice today. Most recently went down looking to end the fifth inning. Heath's first pitch to him. This is low and outside for ball one. A back pick to check on McClanahan at second. He dives in safely. McIntosh began his evening reaching on an error in the first inning, drew a six-pitch walk in the third. The aforementioned strikeout looking to end the fifth is where he stands up to this point. For the Rafter bullpen and Nick Perry, once again, he'll get 1-2-3 top. For the Mallards, Dickerson, Hamilton, and Alex Harrell. As the back pick throw did hit Tyler McClanahan, so one of the two field umpires giving him time to catch his breath, make sure he's all right before resuming play. The right-hander Heath back on the first base side of the rubber. McClanahan leading off second, nobody holding him. Same to be said for Onati off of first base. Healthy leads for the two Rafters. The 1-0. That one missing inside. Kicks off the glove of the catcher Whittle and will roll out near the Mallards on deck circle. Advancing to third is McClanahan, Onati to second. Prime opportunity for the Rafters to get some runs back here. Both runners in scoring position for the shortstop, Kyler McIntosh. Be a great time to get your first hit as a Rafter right now. Hit over 300 at Alabama State this past year. Four homers, 38 RBIs, 14 doubles, and 179 at-bats. The SWAC Conference of Division I, the 2-0. This one hits softly in the air, center field. That's going to get down. McClanahan in to score. Onati will follow him and touch home plate without a throw. It's a two-run, two-out single for Kyler McIntosh. His first hit is a Rafter. Gets the job done and makes it a 3-2 ball game. We'll get to Jack Matthew now. McIntosh now just his third game as a Rafter to be his second full one. Some don't really count the opener as he was pulled in the third inning. That bloop single is massive for the shortstop, and it's massive for the Rafters, who just trail by one now in the seventh inning. Another mound visit here. The pitching coach, Elliot Turnquist of the Mallards, out on the mound. It's the entire infield talking it up with Cole Heath into the ballgame. Two runs now on eight hits. No errors for the Rafters. Three runs on three hits and an error for Madison. Matthew, Schaefer, DeGotti, all right-handed hitters in the 3-4-5 spots. Hoping to add some more to this two-out rally the Raptors have put together here in the seventh. Matthew tonight has got a pair of knocks after reaching on a fielder's choice for unassisted over to Hamilton back in the first, had an infield single in the third, most recently a leadoff knock to left field in the sixth, just an inning ago. Heath set the first pitch to Matthew. Swung on, hit in the air, right field. That sends Dickerson back at the track. That is going to one-hop the fence. Speeding around, hitting the third base back, getting the green light from Chris Wilsley. And coming home is Kyler McIntosh without a throw. It is an RBI double the other way for Jack Matthew. We are tied at three in the top of the seventh. First pitch swinging, Matthew wasting no time and bringing McIntosh home. He now stands out in scoring position for Grayson Schaefer. Have yourself a ball game, Jack Matthew, in his first start back with the team since Friday at home against Wausau, delivering a clutch extra base hit with two down in the seventh. All three runs driven in this frame for the Raptors, coming with two down in the inning. Grayson Schaefer had a leadoff single in his first at-bat back in the second. He's been held hitless since in his last two trips to the plate. First pitch from Heath. Breaking ball, missing up and in for ball one. Schaefer flew out to right, and Dickerson to end the third. Lined into a three unassisted double play over to Blake Guerin in the sixth at first base. Heath looks in, gets the sign from Whittle, comes set. Looks back at second, Matthew not being held, the 1-0. Check swing from Schaefer. Regardless, called a strike to make it 1-1. Double from Matthew, the ninth hit of the ballgame for the Raptors. Joining Trotter Boston in the extra base hit club. The Raptors second baseman out of the sixth spot doubled with one out in the fourth inning. Went that one the other way. The 1-1. Schaefer in on the hands, fouls that one off his lower body. It's now a ball and two strikes on the Raptor first baseman. No Max McGuire tonight, left the third inning in the opener of this ball, or of this series, I should say, with an injury. Was lifted for Matthew and is not available for tonight's contest. So it's been Matthew, a straight swap in the three spot, and Schaefer's had to step up and play first base defensively and hit cleanup. 1-2 the count, two outs. Matthew remains on second, the payoff. Breaking ball, this one tapped back up the middle, sending Robinson to his left, the shortstop gloves, and throws to first narrowly in time. Guerin digging that one out. It's a 6-3 put out to retire the side. The Raptors score three in the seventh and tie this ball game up in the seventh inning for a second straight game against the Mallards. As we look, Maddox Thornton was making his way out to the mound. Nick Perry coming in from the bullpen as well. Miscommunication on which Raptor pitcher will start the inning. It appears to be Thornton. Either way, it's stretch time here at Warner Park. The Raptors have tied it 3-0. The score 3-3 now after that frame. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress. Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodied dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Maddox Thornton remaining out on the hill in the home half of the seventh inning from Warner Park. The Raptors have tied it in the top half of the inning, 3-3. Your score, Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors back on WFHR, and Thornton continuing to throw right along. First pitch to the leadoff hitter in the frame, Corbin Dickerson, hit on the ground to the right side. It's off the glove of the second baseman, Trotter Boston. Boston regathers, throws to first, but it's not in time. Dickerson aboard, the leadoff man reaching for the Mallards in the home half of the seventh inning. See how that one scored. It is a base hit for Dickerson. It's his fourth time reaching tonight and his first hit. Bring up the left-handed hitting second baseman, Davis Hamilton. Got his first hit of the ballgame back in the fifth inning, his most recent at-bat, with a base hit the other way. Thornton set out of the stretch. First pitch to Hamilton. Misses high for ball one. There appeared to have been a miscommunication between the Raptor pitching staff. Nick Perry, the right-hander who had been warming up for the previous inning, was making his trot in from the bullpen down the right field line, and Thornton was coming out of the dugout. So Maddox is in for now. We'll see if a mid-inning hook is issued when it's time for Nick Perry, as this 92-mile-an-hour fastball misses low to Davis Hamilton for ball two. Harrell on deck, Guerin to follow. Top of the Mallard order right after the Raptors tie it up thanks to a couple of clutch two-out knocks from the 2-3 spots in the order. The 2-0 misses inside, having to get out of the way of that one. Is Hamilton, it's back to the screen. Advancing to second is Corbin Dickerson. It's a two-out, two-run bloop single from Kyler McIntosh to center field to bring in two, and the Jack Mathey first pitch attacking, going the other way, one hopping the right field wall here at the Duck Pond, and an RBI double to make it 3-3. Madison threatening already here in the bottom half of the seventh, a runner out scoring position for just the second hitter up in the frame. 3-0 pitch from Thornton to Hamilton's in there for a called strike. Another heater from the right-hander. Couple steps off the second base bag. The shortstop, McIntosh, working in behind the runner, Dickerson. Will now shade to his routine position. The 3-1 from Thornton. This is low and inside for ball four. Hamilton draws a 5-pitch walk, his second time aboard tonight, putting runners on first and second with nobody down here in the seventh. Nick Perry is back out in the bullpen for the Raptors, getting warm. Now of a quick mound visit between Mathey and Perry. So again, Raptor fans, it's the second of four consecutive games between the Mallards and your Raptors. Back-to-back here at Warner Park. Back-to-back starting tomorrow at Witter Field. If you're looking for a last-minute place to stay, if you're coming in from out of town this weekend to catch the Raptors, look no further than our friends at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free homestyle breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four light companions in town. Bring your family pets this summer to the Wisconsin Rapids area. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites. Alex Harrell, the DH, takes a first pitch fastball from Thornton right down the chute for a called strike one. On deck is Blake Guerin, Jake Monroe to follow. 3-4-5 spots. This will be the 52nd pitch thrown out of the bullpen for Thornton this evening. Long pause, look back at second four on the pitch clock, the 0-1. Swung on and missed into the glove of Jack Mathey. It's quickly nothing at two here on Alex Harrell. Harrell's 0-3 tonight, but does have an RBI. Grounded out back to the mound in the third inning to Arnaud Mulemekic. Mulemekic electing to flip over to first instead of trying to get the force at home. Brought in the first run of this ballgame. The 0-2 from Thornton to Harrell. Breaking ball, missing high and inside for ball one. Six runs between the two teams tonight, but both coming in singular half innings. Three in the bottom of the third for Madison. Three in the top of the seventh for your Raptors. 1-2 the count. Two on, nobody out. Bottom half of the seventh inning. The payoff from Thornton. Hit on the ground, right side. Boston charging in. A quick flip to second. McIntosh won the throw to first. Not in time and drawing Schaefer off the bag. It'll go down as a 4-6 fielder's choice. Harrell's in there safely. Dickerson advances to third. So they're on the corners with one down for Blake Guerin. Another RBI chance for the cleanup hitter in the Madison order, who has a two-run single tonight that came back in the third inning. It capped off that three-run third. Also struck out swinging against Mulemekic to end the first, was hit by a pitch most recently in the fifth. Dickerson's on third. Harrell getting on for the first time tonight. He's on first. First pitch, a breaking ball to Guerin, is in there for a called strike. Low and at the knees on the inside corner from the right-hander, Thornton. We'll wait to see, obviously, some more Action down the line for Madison. They go to in the eighth. The 0-1. Guerin swings right through that one, chasing outside from the right-hander. Thornton, he's way ahead on the Mallard first baseman here. It's nothing and two. Oh, 2 the count. They're on the corners in a 3-3 ball game in the home half of the seventh. Thornton set. The 0-2 pitch. This one hit on the ground over to short. McIntosh in and on the glove. He'll take it to the bag himself. The throw to first. In time. Kyler McIntosh bobbling the ground ball, but saving the day by taking it to second and firing a bullet over to first to get Guerin. It's a 6-3 inning-ending double play. 4 scoreless innings out of the bullpen for Maddox Thornton. Keeps us tied at 3-3 through 7. We head to the top of the 8th here at the Duck Pond. 3-3 the score. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
New pitcher into the ball game for the Mallards in the top of the eighth inning from Warner Park. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. It's the Columbia, South Carolina native Carter Daniels, the redshirt sophomore from North Carolina A&T, to take over as the fourth pitcher used tonight for field manager Donnie Scott. You're just joining us. Madison put up 3 in the bottom of the third to get ahead early, but the Rafters adding a 3 spot of their own in the top half of the seventh inning, all on 2-out hits. A bloop single from Kyler McIntosh. His first hit is a Rafter to center field, brought in 2, and then one batter later, a big swing of the bat from Jack Matthey, an extra base hit to the opposite field, doubling off the wall and tying us at 3. 5-6-7 do up for the Rafters in the eighth. Jorge Degatti, the third baseman, will step in against Daniels. The right-hander set the first pitch of this frame. This is low and outside for ball 1. Degatti, first hit of the season and his first game of the season came an inning ago, 2 innings ago, I should say. Scratched that in the 6th. It was a 2-out base hit up the middle. The 1-0 from Daniels. Degatti fouls that one right back to the screen to even up the count at 1-1. On deck is Trotter Boston, Jake Beauchesne, the left fielder to follow. 5-6-7, as mentioned in this frame. At Boston on deck, as mentioned, his extra base hit came in the 4th inning. 1-1 pitch, hit on the ground to the right side. The second baseman Hamilton gloves and throws to first in time. It's a 4-3 putout of Degatti to begin the 8th inning. And here is Trotter Boston. Other than his opposite field double in the 4th, a pair of flyouts to the center fielder Best coming in the 2nd and 6th innings. After Boston, as mentioned, Jake Beauchesne, then Tyler McClanahan. For the Mallards, when we get to the bottom half of this inning, 5-6-7, righty-righty, lefty, Monroe, Moreno, and Best. Daniels set the first pitch to the left-handed hitting Trotter Boston, serves this one up the other way, diving out in left field. That gets past the glove of Moreno and will roll all the way out to the warning track. Boston hits the bag at first. He'll get into second standing. Wait to see how it's scored. Either way, Trotter Boston's in scoring position with one down, and it will be the 10th hit of the night for the Rafters and the second double of the ball game for Trotter. Bottom third of the order has a chance to give the Rafters the lead late. The 7-hitter Jake Beauchesne with a runner out in scoring position. Have a night, Trotter Boston. Had two hits last night and has two here tonight, both extra base hits against Mallard pitching. For Jake Beauchesne, had a base hit in his first at-bat back in the second inning. Chip shot the other way for Beauchesne, swinging away on the first pitch from Daniels, fouling this one back. Other than the single in the second, popped out to the shortstop Robinson in shallow left center field in the fourth, most recently a leadoff ground out to the third baseman Monroe just an inning ago. Daniels looks into the catcher Whittle with 12 on the pitch clock and now comes set. The 0-1. Breaking ball missing up and in. Having to duck out of the way. That one is Beauchesne to even up the count at 1-1. Bottom third, as mentioned, Beauchesne, McClanahan, then Mason Onati. The ninth game of the Rafters season. 4-4 the record as it stands right now against the 5-3 Madison Mallards. A chance for both teams to sit at 5-4 entering the two-game home series against the Mallards in the next two nights if the Rafters can take advantage late. The 1-1. Beauchesne hits this fastball in the air to shallow right field. Dickerson coming in on it and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Staying put at second is Trotter Boston, and it'll bring up the left-handed hitting right fielder Tyler McClanahan. McClanahan 0-for-2 in three plate appearances, grounded out to the hill in the second, a ground out to second base to end the fourth, most recently drew a seven-pitch walk, one of the three runs to score in that three-run seventh. Sun beginning to set here in Madison was a beautiful night for baseball. In the second Thursday of the season, last Thursday we were in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll get our first Saturday action. Firework Fridays to begin a homestand tomorrow. First pitch fastball to McClanahan. Misses for ball one. Goes right through the glove of Whittle. And to the backstop, Boston will take third in the process. 90 feet away is the potential go-ahead run for the Rafters. They're coming back down 3-0. They were down 6-0 last night, putting up six in the top of the seventh inning. And doing the same thus far. 1-0 the count on McClanahan. Daniels comes set. Right-hander with six on the pitch clock, rocks and fires. That one misses low and outside for ball two. After Mason Onati in the on-deck circle, it's to the top of the order for the fifth time tonight in Miles Vandenhoevel. 3 runs on 10 hits, no errors for the Rafters. 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors for Madison. In a tie ball game, the 2-0. Missing low and outside, blocked by the catcher Whittle. It is now 3 balls and no strikes on the Rafter right fielder out of Alabama State University. Talk about on the pitching side of things, Maddox Thornton finishing off 4 innings out of the pen. We'll see if it's Nick Perry in the bottom of the eighth or if Thornton gets the call once again. 57 pitches for Maddox in 4 innings in relief of Arnaud Mulemekic. The 3-0 to McClanahan. That one's in there for a called strike. Mulemekic's line, throwing 59 pitches as the starter in 3 innings, allowing 1 hit, 3 runs, all of them earned, walking 4 and striking out 2. Thornton in 4 innings and 57 pitches, 3 hits allowed, no runs, 2 walks, no punch-outs for the right-hander, but he has been marvelous out of the pen, working out of numerous jams. Daniels set the 3-1 to McClanahan. That one misses low for ball four. A 5-pitch walk taken by McClanahan, his second walk in as many innings, and they're on the corners with 2 down here in the eighth. It'll be up to Mason Onati out of the 9 spot. And Donnie Scott making the walk out to the hill. We'll see if a pitching change is motioned for in a tight spot in this 8th inning. You see Kirk Schreider out of the Rafter dugout. Tom Zaglowski, one of the assistants and a coach for Hope International, winning the NAI World Series. He joined the team after the game Saturday in Wausau. He's down the first base line. It's the hitting coach, Chris Wilsey, is the third base coach. Mound meeting adjourned. Daniels is going to stay into the ballgame and work in this tight spot with Mason Onati stepping into the batter's box for the 4th time tonight. Onati singled most recently an inning ago to right center field. Later came in to score. It'll be up to him with the potential go-ahead run 90 feet away. Mills are back for Madison, playing in regular depth. The third baseman, Monroe, even with the bag. Guerin holding on the runner at first. Daniels, first pitch to Onati. Crisp fastball in the outside corner at 91 miles an hour. That's called a strike. For Mason Onati, that was his fourth hit of the season. That came back an inning ago. His fifth hit here would give the Raptors the lead. Haven't had the lead yet tonight, have trailed and have tied in game two against the Mallards of 12 this season. The 0-1. That one misses low and outside to even up the count at 1-1. After Vandenhoevel, it'll be Kyler McIntosh, but the Raptors taking it just one hitter at a time, hoping it can be Mason to bring home the go-ahead run. See as well Max Weitzel, the Raptor closer, starting to get loose and stretch around as well if another one-run ball game presents itself. 1-1 pitch, Onati taps this one foul off the catcher Whittle. It's now 1-2. All four Raptor wins this season have been closed out by Weitzel, and he's recorded a save in every one. The first three Raptor wins this year being one-run affairs, and the most recent Raptor victory being by 2 runs, 7-5, at Moonlight Graham Field against the Lakeshore Chinooks on Sunday. So we continue to look across the Northwoods League, having some more scores update and trickle in. Battle Creek strongly ahead of Royal Oak on the road, 10-4, top 9, as we let David Whittle, the catcher, get a moment to catch his breath before the 1-2. We'll talk about more scores when we get to the ninth. Tight situation here for the Raptors. Once again, it's McClanahan a couple steps off. First base on third is Trotter Boston. 1-2 the count on Mason Onati, the Powell, Ohio native. Daniels set, 9 on the pitch clock, the 1-2. Runner takes off to second. This one misses high. 2-2 the count, a borderline call that Onati benefits from, and McClanahan stopped running halfway between first and second base. Pulled up and ends up trotting into second anyways. I think McClanahan thought it was strike three as well. Two runners in scoring position here for Onati. Now the right-hander Daniels sets off. One for three is Onati. A golden chance here to potentially bring in 2 runs with a knock. Runners will be going on contact if he could put one in play. The 2-2 on the outside corner just misses. It's now 3-2 on the Raptor designated hitter. Mallard fans in attendance making their displeasure known with that call to the home plate umpire this evening. Onati's worked a full count in his fourth plate appearance. Runners are going to stay put here with no runner on first. First base is open here for Daniels. But he wants to take care of Onati now and not wanting to see the top of the order. The 3-2 misses up and out for ball four. Onati draws a 6-pitch walk. He's aboard for the second time tonight. And the bases are now full of Raptors in this top of the eighth inning. Out to the hill, Donnie Scott. And we will have a pitching change with the bags juiced in this inning from Warner Park. 3-3 the score, bases loaded. Raptors potentially have a chance to take the lead late in this one. We'll be back in just a couple minutes from the Duck Pond. You're listening to Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do play, and laugh.
Those are so
do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Pitching change. We're back here, top of the eighth inning from Warner Park, home of the Madison Mallards. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. The bases are full of Rafters. Two down in the frame, and Donnie Scott, the field manager of Madison, making a call to the bullpen. It's Jay Schuler, the right-hander, to come in and face the top of the order. Schuler making his now fourth appearance of this Northwoods League season, the right-hander from Vanguard University. And the 6'4 junior last worked on the second against Green Bay in that 7-5 victory. Allowed two runs on two hits in the inning that he threw. Mason Onati being patient against the right-hander Carter Daniels, drawing a six-pitch walk to load the bags. He's on first. McClanahan is on second. Trotter Boston on third for Miles Vandenhoevel. Fifth time for Vandenhoevel tonight. Back to the top of the order for the Rafters. Right-hander. Schuler working first base side of the rubber. His first pitch of the ballgame to Vandenhoevel is an off-speed delivery that misses high for ball one. Vandenhoevel 0 for 4. Strikeout looking in the first. Popped out to second in the third. Went down swinging in the fifth. Popped out to Blake Guerin. It was an impressive grab for the Mallard first baseman in right field back in the seventh. An over-the-shoulder sliding grab. Schuler set. The 1-0 to Vandenhoevel. That fastball's in there for a called strike. 87 on the gun for Schuler. Other appearances for Jace so far this season. Worked on the 29th at Green Bay in that 9-4 win, allowing a run on two hits in an inning and threw a scoreless inning facing the minimum at Lakeshore on May 31st. 1-1 the count. McIntosh on deck. Matthew to follow. It's up to Vandenhoevel first. 1-1 breaking ball hit in the air. Guerin giving chase down the first base line. That'll find the seats. Count moves 1-2 on the Rafter center fielder. Three runs on 10 hits and no errors for the Rafters. Three runs on four hits and an error for Madison as we sit here in the top of the eighth inning. Game 2 of 12 between the two teams this season. Game 9 of 72 on the Northwoods League schedule. Rafters looking to improve to 5-4. Schuler looks into the catcher. Whittle gets his signs with 12 on the pitch clock, running through them now. He has come set, hands even with his belt buckle. The 1-2. On the outside corner, got him looking. Vandenhoevel down on strikes. The Rafters leave the bases loaded here in the top of the eighth. Can't push anything across. Schuler comes in, gets the much-needed strikeout for the hosts. And our score remains 3-3 as we head to the home half of the eighth inning. We'll be back in just a couple minutes for more Rafter baseball on your home of the Rafters, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito. We'll be right back.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
The energy has picked up here at the Duck Pond after the Mallards get out of a bases-loaded jam here in the top of the eighth inning. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors on WFHR. We do have a pitching change for Wisconsin Rapids, the third pitcher used in this ballgame. It's the right-hander from Colorado State University Pueblo. That's Nicholas Perry. Nick Perry, the 6'5", right-handed redshirt junior from Little M, Texas, making his second appearance of this 2024 Northwoods League season. 3-3 the score, three runs for the Mallards in the bottom of the third, three for the Raptors in the top of the seventh. Maddox Thornton's day is done. The right-hander from Texas A&M Corpus Christi was fantastic out of the bullpen. Four shutout innings, allowing three hits, walking two, didn't record a strikeout, but worked out of a couple jams that keep the Raptors in this ballgame. Perry threw two innings against Waterloo back on May 29th, the opener of that two-game set, in a 7-6 victory. First pitch from Perry is a 92-mile-an-hour fastball to the leadoff hitter in this frame, Jake Monroe, and it's called a strike. 5-6-7 for the Mallards in this inning. Monroe, Moreno, and the center fielder, Justin Best. 0-1 pitch. Perry goes breaking ball. It misses for ball one. In those two innings against the Bucks, Perry allowed five hits and four runs, all of which were earned. Walked one Waterloo hitter, struck out one, and faced 12. Out of the bullpen. 1-1 pitch. Monroe pops this one foul behind our press box here at Warner Park to make it a 1-2 count. Monroe this evening is 0-for-3, a ground out to the pitcher's mound in the second, struck out swinging to end the third, most recently a fly out to center in the fifth. The 1-2 from Perry. Breaking ball, missing outside. Count evens 2-2. Three runs on 10 hits and no errors for the Raptors. Three runs on four hits and an error for the Mallards as we're in the home half of the eighth inning. The 2-2. Broken bat, pop-up. Shallow right center field, it's the second baseman, Trotter Boston. Alone by himself there to make the catch for the first out of the inning. It'll bring up the right-handed hitting left fielder, Liam Moreno. Moreno walked on seven pitches in his most recent plate appearance back in the sixth. Other than that, a couple of flyouts to Miles Vandenhoevel in center field coming in the second and fourth. The first pitch is a strike from Perry to make it nothing and one. Talk about more finals across the Northwoods League. Later on in the night slate, here is an 0-1 with one out. Nobody on awaits here from the right-hander. Perry, here it comes. This one is fouled off the glove of Matthew. It's nothing and two. 1-1 the score at Turtle Creek Stadium. Top nine, Lakeshore and Traverse City. Kalamazoo finishes the job in Kokomo, 3-2 over the Jackrabbits. Kalamazoo improves to 5-5. Kokomo falls to 1-9 in their first 10 games this year. The 0-2 pitch, hit on the ground, left side, in between Degatti and McIntosh. No one's able to get it. McIntosh can just put a glove on it and keep it on the infield. It's an infield single for Moreno, the fifth hit of the ballgame for Madison, his first of the ballgame. With a runner on first and one out, it brings up the left-handed hitting center fielder, Justin Best. Best 0-for-3 tonight, a pair of ground outs. Most recently flew out to Vandenhoevel in center field in the sixth inning. Bottom six in Rockford Stadium. Kenosha after a five-run first. They still lead the Rivets 5-3. So the first pitch to Best misses for ball one. Bottom seven at Hare Baker Field. Wausau up on Fond du Lac 3-0. A tie ball game in game two of a doubleheader between Duluth and Thunder Bay. 4-4 in the bottom of the third at Port Arthur Stadium between the Border Cats and the Huskies. 1-0 pitch. Swung on and missed by Best to even the count at 1-1. Eau Claire leads Rochester on the road 5-2 at Mayo Field in the top of the sixth inning. Green Bay over La Crosse. The Rockers trying to pull within striking distance of their second win of the campaign. On the road, 1-1 pitch. This one drifted in the air, left center field. That's going to find some grass and get down for a base hit. First hit of the night for Justin Best. Back-to-back singles with one out for the Mallards here in this bottom of the eighth inning. And that's where they'll stand. It'll bring up the right-handed hitting shortstop, Shea Robinson. As mentioned, top six in Copeland Park. Green Bay leading La Crosse 5-1. Bismarck taking the lead on the road at Corbett Field against the Minot Hot Tots. Bottom six there, it's 8-4 Larks. Wilmer leading Mankato 5-1 at home. Robinson fouls this first pitch off near the rafter dugout. Count begins nothing and one on the Mallard shortstop. Robinson 0 for 2 and 3 plate appearances tonight. Drew a 5-pitch walk to lead off the third inning and later came around to score the first run of this innings contest. Grounded out to third to end a 1-2-3 fourth inning fired by Maddox Thornton. Most recently a fly out to right field and Tyler McClanahan in the sixth as an 0-1 pitch misses high for ball one. 92 on that fastball from Nick Perry. No other rafter bullpen action. Sticking with Perry after recording the first out of the inning. Some action down the line as well. Another right-hander throwing for Madison. The 1-1 to Robinson is in there for a called strike on a fastball from Perry. Count moves at 1-2. The right-hander throwing down the line for Madison. That's Shuto Akamura. As the 1-2 pitch to Robinson, this one hit on a bloop right center field. That gets over the glove of Trotter Boston. It's down for a knock. Every runner will move up 90 feet. Three straight singles for the Mallards. Loads the bases with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Moreno to third, Best to second. Robinson out on first base. Out of the ninth spot, it's the switch hitting catcher, David Whittle. 1-for-2 tonight in three plate appearances is Whittle. Drew a 4-pitch walk against Arnon Mulamekic back in the third inning and later scored. Other than that, his other two plate appearances have been from the left side. A single in the fifth against Thornton to lead off the inning. Most recently flew out the other way to Jake Beauchesne in left in inning number six. Corners in, middle's back for the rafters. First pitch to David Whittle. Hit on the ground right side. Boston will glove. Flip to second one. McIntosh to first. Not in time. It's a 4-6 fielder's choice. The catcher, Whittle, beats the throw down the first base line. And the Mallards take a 4-3 lead. Thought for a second there was a chance they got him at first. It was a lightly hit ground ball. Boston not coming in to get it. A quick flip. It was a fast turn. And the bullet from McIntosh fired from second base, not in time to get Whittle. The first pitch to Corbin Dickerson is hit in the air shallow right field. Trotter Boston calls him off and makes the grab to retire the side. Mallards strike here in the home half of the eighth. Add what could be a huge run. 4-3 the score. We head to the ninth. Rafters down to their final three outs. And in their order, it'll be up to the 2-3-4 spots of McIntosh, Matthew, and Schaefer. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Raptors baseball back. It's the top of the ninth inning from Warner Park. 4-3 the score in favor of the Madison Mallards. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Raptors. Back with you. Raptors down to their final three outs. First pitch from the right-hander Jay Schuler to Kyler McIntosh is fouled away down the right field line and into the seats. Madison adding one on a fielder's choice. Could have been an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. Was beaten out by the catcher David Whittle to give Madison the lead right back as the 0-1 pitch is a fastball from the right-hander Schuler on the outside corner and is called strike two. Matthew on deck, Schaefer to follow. Raptors in danger of dropping both games here in Madison. And this series, and the first of two, four total, I should say, as the 0-2 pitch misses low and outside to McIntosh. McIntosh picked up his first hit as a Raptor in his last at-bat in the seventh inning. A two-out, two-run bloop single to center. And a batter later, Jack Matthew knotted it up at three. Schuler set out of the windup. Long leg kick, the 1-2. Breaking ball, got him to chase. McIntosh down on strikes for the second time tonight. It's the first out here in the top of the ninth inning. One down, nobody on for the catcher. Jack Matthew mentioned his swing of the bat back in the seventh inning that tied us up at three. It was a RBI double the opposite way. One hop in the left field wall over the right fielder Dickerson. It's the first pitch to him from Schuler. Takes a fastball in there for strike one. 89 on the gun from the right-hander. On deck, Schaefer, DeGotti to follow. Middle of the Rafter order. They trail by one in the ninth. 0-1, a breaking ball, check swing. Did he go around? No on the appeal down to first. Count evens up. 1-1 on the Ohio Dominican Panther, Jack Matthew. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, hit hard on a ground, over to short. Gloved by Robinson in shallow left field. His throw is errant into the netting right next to the Rafter dugout. And Matthew will be awarded second base. Wonder if Robinson thought about eating it at any point, as it was a hot smash of a ground ball. It took him into shallow left, but it was a strong throw that had a lot of zip on it, just left high. And Matthew put out in scoring position with one down now here in the ninth. Grayson Schaefer to go to work here against the right-hander Schuler. Schaefer's got a hit tonight. It was in his first at-bat in the second inning, a leadoff single. It's been held hitless since. After DeGotti on deck, Trotter Boston, who's got a pair of doubles in this ballgame, will follow. Schuler looks into Whittle, gets the sign, comes set. First pitch to Schaefer, misses high for ball one. Rafters probables for the weekend against Madison. Ricky Williams looks to throw tomorrow night back at historic Witter Field. And Zach Voss will make his second start as a Rafter in the first in Wisconsin Rapids on Saturday. We'll wait to see the Sunday starter and the first of a home-and-home with the La Crosse Loggers. 1-0 pitch, hit on the ground, left side. That's going to get through for a base hit. Chris Wilsey throwing the stop sign on Jack Matthew as he rounds third. It's the second hit of the ballgame for Grayson Schaefer. They're on the corners with one down here in the ninth inning. His first game with the Rafters after playing in 39 a season ago. Jorge DeGotti could either play hero or guarantee a bottom of the ninth. He can come up with his second hit of the game here. Whittle, the catcher, out to the mound to have a quick chat with the right-hander Schuler. Blake Guerin, the first baseman, joining him as well. Three runs now on 12 hits and no errors for the Rafters. Four runs on seven hits and two errors for the Mallards. They put all three of their runs up in the bottom of the third, or at least their first three. The Rafters putting up three in the top of the seventh before the current tie-breaking run coming off of fielder's choice in the bottom of the eighth. Now in meeting adjourned, Whittle out in front of home plate, relaying some signs to the Rafter infield. In event Schaefer takes off, what the plan of attack will be there. For Jorge DeGotti, outside of his two-out single up the middle in the sixth, flew out to right field to start his season in the second inning, lined out to center in the fourth, most recently grounded out to the second baseman Hamilton to lead off the previous inning. Schuler is set. The first pitch to Jorge DeGotti. Pops this one up, shallow right field. Now coming in onto the infield turf and making the catch is Hamilton. That's a huge second out here in this ninth inning. Hamilton, the second baseman, ranged back into the shallow center field grass before The wind took him back in. And it's up to Trotter Boston, who has had himself quite a night. Back-to-back multi-hit games for the middle infielder. Had two singles last night. He's got two doubles tonight coming in the fourth, and most recently an inning ago with one out in the eighth. Couple of flyouts to center in his other two at-bats. Either way, he's finding the ball in the outfield, and it's exactly what the Rafters could use here. Schuler gets the signs, comes set. 10 on the pitch clock. The first pitch to the Rafters second baseman. Pops this one up in the air, foul and out of play. That'll find the stands. Count begins 0-1. Rafters down to their final out here in the second game of four consecutive against Madison this week. Rafters will also come back here to Warner Park next week. Thursday and Friday night matchups, and then the weekend after that, Friday, Saturday, these two at Witter Field. So 8 of the 12 games between the Mallards and the Rafters this season are not only going to happen in June, they're going to happen here in the next couple of weeks. 0-1 the count. Matthews on third, Schaefer on first base. Backdoor breaking ball. It's called a strike on Trotter Boston. 0-2 the count, two outs. Bottom, top of the ninth inning, I should say. Rafters on the road. Looking forward to being home tomorrow night, but open for a comeback effort here to extend this game into the bottom of the ninth inning. Jake Beauchesne on deck for Wisconsin Rapids, but Trotter Boston's the task at hand right now for Jay Schuler, the 0-2. That one misses out in the right-handed batter's box for ball one. Rafters have had the timely hitting and have eclipsed double-digit hits once again this season. Can they come back here in the ninth? Schuler set. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, hit in the air, deep right field. Back at the wall is Dickerson, coming in on it, misjudging it on the lights. Did he catch that baseball? He did. Holy cow, what an ending to this ball game. Off the bat from our perception, that ball looked like it was going to leave the yard with no doubt. It was misread by Dickerson in right. He came in on it after losing it in the lights, diving to make the catch, and that's how this game is going to end here at the Duck Pond. 4-3 the final. The Mallards take two straight with the Rafters. Three runs on 12 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Four runs on seven hits and two errors for the Rafters. Man, off that swing of the bat, Boston thought he had gotten all of it. Instead, the Rafters now drop two straight to the Mallards and will return home tomorrow night to begin two straight in Wisconsin Rapids against these Mallards. We'll be back in a couple minutes for your official postgame show for the Rafters here on WFHR. 4-3 the final. Rafters fall to 4-5 on the season.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin Pride. I'm Terry Barr. 1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Rafters drop a heartbreaker here in Madison by a final score of 4-3. It's your Rafters postgame show on WFHR. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, back with you here from Warner Park. Rafters had runners on first and third in the top of the ninth inning. It all came down to Trotter Boston, a 3-2 pitch. Hit it high in the air to right field, and Trotter's instant reaction to hitting it, he just stopped and stared at it. He thought he got all of it, so everyone up here in the press box thought he did as well and said that right fielder Corbin Dickerson went back to the wall and he lost it in the lights. He had to come in about 10 feet or so, diving and making the grab to seal the ball game and give the Mallards back-to-back wins over the Rafters. They move to 6-3 on the season. The Rafters fall to 4-5. Arnaud Mulumeke got the start tonight for Wisconsin Rapids, going three innings, allowing one hit, three runs, all of which were earned. Walked four and struck out two while throwing 59 total pitches. From there, Maddox Thornton was absolute nails out of the pen for the Rafters. Four shutout innings, allowing three hits and walking two. No strikeouts and throwing 57 pitches. From there, Nick Perry threw an inning, allowed three hits and one run. Ended up getting the loss in this game as the third pitcher used. And the win tonight going out of the pen to Jay Schuler, who closed things off. Ben Gregory was the starter for Madison, going five shutout innings, allowing four hits, walking one Rafter hitter, and striking out four. From there, Drew Derrimer threw a scoreless inning. Cole Heath allowed three in that top of the seventh, in which the Rafters came back. Carter Daniels threw two-thirds of an inning, walked two hitters, and it was up to Schuler to come into the eighth and get out of that jam and then pitch the scoreless ninth. As mentioned, the scoring in tonight's game, three runs in the bottom of the third for Madison to start this ball game off. Three walks issued to the 8-9-1 spots from Arnaud Mulumekic to load the bases. Alex Harrell, a 1-3 putout, drove in the first run. Blake Gerrans, two-run, two-out, single to left field, made it 3-0 at the time. The Rafters got all three of their runs in the seventh inning with two outs. It was a bloop single to center field from Kyler McIntosh. His first hit as a Rafter drove in two to make it a 3-2 ballgame. One batter later, the catcher and the three-hitter, Jack Matthey, shot one the other way into right field, one hopping the wall, an extra base hit to make it 3-3, and then in the bottom of the eighth inning, one out, bases loaded, ground ball up the middle. Boston fielded it at second, flipped to short. McIntosh firing across to try and get the catcher, David Whittle. Whittle narrowly beating out the throw, allowing the seventh and final run of this ballgame to come in and score before the aforementioned chaos in the top of the ninth inning. Rafters return home after being on the road for nearly a week. It actually has been a week now in between home games at Witter Field. Was supposed to be five games and 6 days on the road. Instead, it ended up being four with a cancellation at Moonlight Graham Field on Monday night. Either way, the road trip has come to a close. Rafters going 1-3, dropping the opener of the road trip in Wausau in a high-scoring affair Saturday. The lone win of the road trip coming Sunday in Mequon against the Chinooks by a final score of 7-5, getting two off days, not by design, on Monday and Tuesday. Tuesdays was supposed to happen. Mondays, though, a rain delay, and it ended up cancellation against Lakeshore. That game now being moved to the second half of the season. Back-to-back games dropped here in Madison. The Rafters will try to get right tomorrow night at home, a 6:35 first pitch. It's Firework Friday at historic Witter Field. They get back-to-back with the Mallards in their home yard. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to tonight's presentation of Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball, live here from Warner Park, 4-3 the final in favor of the Mallards. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, signing off for now on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio. We'll see you tomorrow night.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. It's 110 degrees in Phoenix, 109 in Las Vegas, and 102 in Central Valley, California. Amy Teske in Phoenix.